questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic Beliefs from IRB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to focus on the doubts and misconceptions posed by different questioners all around the world concerning the Islamic issues. For this, we have invited an Islamic scholar from Qom Seminary Schools to join us in this studio and answer our questions. I'd like to welcome Sheikh Nur Muhammad into this show and say salam to him. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to this show.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us to have you here, Sheikh. Some days and nights, it is being said that the moon is in the status of Al-Aqrab, Qamar fi Burj Al-Aqrab. I wanted to ask you if these recommendations that have been mentioned are not to perform, not to do some actions and activities in such days, does it have any religious base, or are they coming from a, let's say, a reliable source? And then, is it really important for us to know about the celestial bodies and their positions in the skies and heavens? And are we to check all their, let's say, status and positions and to tune our lives based on them?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for this valid question. You see that talking about celestial body and the impact of that on the, you know, behavior of human being, generally speaking, the point that you mentioned, we have in one narration that when there is moon in Scorpio, and or for example in Farsi we say Qamar dar Aghrab, it is dislike to, for example, to have some kind of marriage, actually, to have marriage in that time. We have only this narration talking about this issue, and most of the scholar, they said this is dislike, not forbidden to do that. Mm-hmm. I want to say that it is only for the time of the for the marriage, and for one or two things has been mentioned in that particular narration, not more than that.
Very true.
It doesn't mean that, for example, when moon in Scorpio, it is, for example, you cannot do anything or all things are forbidden. No, at all.
For example, it is being said that you are not allowed to go to a trip, and it's better not to take a trip.
You cannot,
or not to,
yes.
Decide for having a children, or to not decide to have a child in those days and nights.
I want to say that in this, in the talking about this narration, we just suffice ourselves with the what has been mentioned in the narration. It is dislike to go to the trip, or for example, to have.
Is
a
it
marriage.
Only a matter of like and dislike? I mean, it's a matter of to be good or bad or no. There is sort of prevention in these hadith or narrations.
It is not the prevention is to the you know extent of dislike karaha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not it is forbidden.
True.
Okay, the point. But generally speaking, let me go to the talking about the basis of this idea, whether we can have this kind of bad omen or good omen or not. Mm-hmm. It is, I think, more important than this idea.
True.
You see that if you go to the narrations of Ahlul Bayt and to the verses of Noble Quran, first of all, you see this verse of Noble Quran, "Inna tatayyarna bikum." We have bad omen about you. Okay. Yeah. Quran, Noble Quran, refute this idea. Okay?
Yes.
He said that the idea of bad omen or good omen, it is basically wrong. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ Noble Quran said that whatever you do, طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ means your action, your a'mal, your behavior is with you.
Yeah.
Whatever you do is with you.
True.
Okay, and it does not separate from you. And of course, if you remember and if you remind by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the transgressor and you are out of the limits.
True.
You see that Noble Quran 1 is said that, or for example, we have Ayyam al-Nahisat, the days which are have some kind of bad omen. Of course, this is a literal translation of the verse.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, when Noble Quran talks about the bad omen days,
yeah.
For example, these days are have some kind of bad omen. Noble Quran 1 is said that the reason that particular day is has some kind of, you know, evil within it, it is because of your action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
When your action is evil, you have some kind of consequence, you have some consequence for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it has some negative consequence for you.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Let me interrupt you here and ask an important question, which actually nullifies our previous explanations in previous shows. I want you to correct me, Sheikhuna. You said that earlier that time and place is very important for us, for example, to perform some of the supplications and du'as and prayers, right? You said that some of the times are more important than the others and some of the places are more important than the others. For example, these prayers that we are talking about, that is the studio, is not as important, as good as, for example, the a place of a mosque. Or this mosque in our vicinity is not as important as the mosque of Kaaba, right? So definitely, if everything, these concepts of time and place are not equal, then there might be some places or some times that, which are not that good as the other times. For example, there might be some bad times also, or at least not bad times, some ordinary times and some better times.
Of course, we cannot do comparison here. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for example in narration, we have that if you go to the mosque or while raining, if you pray, then you have more reward. We cannot compare it to this point because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the noble prophet and his pure progeny themselves explained for us that if you do it in that time or in that place, it has much reward for that. Okay, but here that the in this context that we are talking about, celestial body first of all does not have any effect on the behavior on human being.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even if you go to the astronomy, astronomers even themselves they do not believe for sure that, for example, this ruling coming out and stemming from the celestial body.
Yeah.
I want to say that first of all, there are not certain knowledge. We cannot, and secondly, we cannot attribute it to the religion, and we cannot extract any Islamic laws or any divine law from these celestial bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So there are some presumption, some possibilities that maybe, for example, it has some. For example, we understand that some dislike when it is moon in Scorpio, or so on and so forth. Maybe we can have some other example for that.
Look, Sheikh, that's true. Thank you. As for the astronauts and, or let's say, celestial body, it is taken for granted and noted. Let's go to the importance of some days and lack of importance for some other days. For example, we have Ayyam al-Nahisat, as you referred to, and we have some Ayyam Mubarak, that is the blessed days, or the bad days like that of that has not good omen. How can we need to compare between these two, Sheikh, because there are two quite clear, let's say, concepts which we can see and witness in Quran. How can we look at these two concepts here?
As I said, I just want to reiterate on the point that the reason that Noble Quran called that a specific day to be bad, to have bad omen, or to have some kind of evil attached to that, it is only because of the behavior of that a community. بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. They are transgressors.
So you want to say that nothing has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I want to say that nature, days, time, places, no doubt, they are pure.
No doubt. Whatever comes from Allah is pure and is goodness. Like خيرك إلينا نازل وشارنا إليك صاعد. That is what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says in a prayer. Like, so no doubt on that. But with our activities, the effect of my own activity is something bad that makes that time bad omen, right?
Exactly.
So I think this is quite clear in some bad omens and good omens. So we are prevented to do some actions in the times of bad omen.
Of course, as I said, you know, the important point here is to understand this point, that whatever consequences, that negative consequences that we face is because of our actions, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we practice wrongly, if you have a lot of mistake here, consequently we face a lot of problem,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the verse of Noble Quran, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ mm-hmm. Whatever problem and affliction you have, or at least some part of the afflictions and problems, it stems from your own behavior and wrong actions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is, you know, some part of the question, the answer for this question. But talking about the bad omen and, you know, we have a lot of, you know, superstition here. In this regard, many, unfortunately, some people, they want to support this idea for to attain some financial benefit for that. To say, for example, this is bad omen, you cannot do that action, and a lot of superstition, unfortunately, attached to this idea.
Okay.
Let me share one narration from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam when he wanted to go to fight Khawarij and rebels.
Mm-hmm.
One of the companions came to Imam Ali and he said that this has some bad omen for you and you cannot go right now for fighting the rebels.
Very true.
What was the response of Imam Ali? Imam Ali said that right now I want to go and to fight with rebels because. Of course, I'm quoting the gist of the narration, not the exact mm-hmm. translation of that. Imam said that because, the bad omen is only because of our actions and behavior.
Yeah.
We do not have such an idea in Islam about, for example, it has bad omen or good omen for you. And whatever we face is because of, they are the natural consequences of our action,
mm-hmm.
and you know, days and nights, a place, they are part of the nature, and they mm-hmm. are pure. Okay, they are innocent. They do mm-hmm. not have any omen for you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh. So we can conclude that we have no bad omen, time and days and nights, or let's say, any part of the year. If some called, for example, the month of Safar to be a bad omen month, so it has no base. And whatever we see from goodness or badness is due to our activities and actions that we are actually doing and performing. So it's us who clarifies the path for good or bad omen. Whatever we see bad, it is due to our actions. Because whatever comes from Allah's side is absolute goodness and pleasure. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, and you, respected Sheikh, for answering the questions. Till our next show, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan.